outward bound upon a ship that
sails. All right, Bill Bartee, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. 50 years of Outward Bound. That is a whole lot of backpacking and having fun and doing all kinds of outdoor activities.
No joke. But even more importantly than doing all of that, sometimes people are trying to, I'm doing my air quotes, find themselves and looking into themselves and all of that sort of thing. And you know what? Through Outward Bound, many people have found that the best way to find out your core and your identity and who you are as a person is to go way outside of yourself in order to find that. And that's kind of been the mantra of NCOBS. And we're going to invite Whitney Montgomery on. He's the executive director of the Outward Bound School onto the Carolina Outdoors and learn all about it. Whitney, welcome. And Whitney, you hadn't been up there for 50 years. You're not that old.
No, sir. Well, I am that old, but I haven't been here that long. You're exactly right. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Well, we're glad to have you. And although you have not been up there 50 years, you've been up there quite a while. Tell us how long you've been with the North Carolina Outward Bound School.
Yeah, so I started in the role as executive director in 2007. So it's been over 10 really just remarkable years of seeing our school serve thousands of particularly youth, but also adults, and have them learn about themselves through expeditioning in the great mountains of North Carolina and many other locations.
Now, you said something important there. Outward Bound is not just for youth.
That's correct. You know, we are often known as serving high school and college age youth, which is really the core part of our operation in terms of number of students. But we have a lot of programs for adults. We're doing more and more work with classroom teachers and providing learning opportunities for them about how experiential education is not just for the wilderness. It can be used quite effectively in a classroom to help teachers meet their goals of their students' learning. We're doing more and more work with veterans, particularly veterans that are returning from the unfortunate longstanding wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And those programs are just remarkable to have veterans go out with one another into the wilderness, whether it be in the North Carolina mountains or the Outer Banks of North Carolina. We do a lot also in the Everglades National Park in Florida with veterans. And those programs are powerful and really provide support for veterans to support each other.
We want to talk about that powerful part, not just for veterans, but for others that get out there. But take us back to the late 1960s. Take us back 50 years and tell us how it all started.
Well, there's our school is filled with a very rich and colorful history. And there were some visionaries led by, at the time, a very young woman named Marjorie Bryant Buckley, who's a North Carolina native, who heard about Outward Bound through reading an article that was in the Princeton Review by written by a man named Josh Miner. And Josh had studied under Kurt Hahn, who's the founder of Outward Bound, in the mid-60s. And he really embraced the idea that when you put particularly youth but any person in a challenging environment where they push themselves both physically and emotionally, and they do it with a group of other people, that they walk away with some pretty remarkable learnings. And those learnings range from, you know, finding more in themselves than they thought possible. So it builds self-confidence. And by working with others, you develop a sense of teamwork that only happens when you go through some struggle together. And the beauty of what happens, of what we call magic that happens on an Outward Bound course, is when somebody discovers their own potential and in the same regard, helps somebody else discover their potential. So let's just use the example of rock climbing. Let's say you're a person and you've never rock climbed. It looks, you know, you're somewhat anxious when you look up a 100-foot granite cliff in the Limbo Gorge, and you're not sure you can do it. And then you spend several days learning how to rock climb and how to support other people who are rock climbing because you're their safety, being on belay, it's called. And in so doing, you discover that you can do more than you think. And then our job and what our instructors are just remarkable in doing is in facilitating conversations after a day of rock climbing. And it helps the students then think about, well, if I could do that three-pitch climb up Table Rock, what else can I do in my life that I thought I could not do? And so we really challenge our students to go back to their homes and their communities and in their schools and take their newfound self-confidence and learning and put it to practice. And it's a process that's worked remarkably well in our school for 50 years. And we have 160,000 or so alumni now all over the world doing great work, and in a large part because of what they discovered on their Outward Bound course.
Wow. Everything you just said is pretty hard to say or hard to understand without doing it. I mean, self-exploration, team building, and people building, some of that is timeless and doesn't change over 50 years. But what has changed over the course of 50 years? You know, these days in your career at NCOBS, technology has advanced so much. And tell us about not just young people and adults and corporate groups that go and veterans that grow. Tell us about the similarities that those groups have these days that maybe they didn't have way back when.
Yeah, you know, great question. I think as far as the people that come on our courses, again, regardless of age, what has changed is there's so many opportunities now for people to choose to do something in their summer vacations or between school years or careers. And so what we find is we have people coming from larger geographical areas from all over the country where it used to be more just from the Southeast. We have students from, inner city Philadelphia that go out on course with youth that are from rural North Carolina. And that, because transportation and technology has changed so much, what happens is when you put people together from those really different backgrounds and they go out on a wilderness course, they learn about each other, really how similar they are, not how dissimilar they are. And one of the things that we really work on in one of our four pillars is compassion for both for other people and compassion for the environment. And we take great pride and put a lot of effort in having people from different backgrounds come together and learn about one another. Again, through challenging themselves in the wilderness, you get to the core of who someone is pretty quickly. And then if they can learn about somebody who's from a very different background from them, and see how similar they are and develop a sense of trust with one another because of that, then when they go back to their communities and they look at somebody who's going to be different from them, they're going to have a different viewpoint. They may not look at them in the same stereotype that they may have before they did their Outward Bound course. And if we can do that, then we're bridging a lot of gaps out there. And I think it's important, particularly today, that people find real sense of trust and cohesion amongst each other. And we can do that very effectively by taking a group into the wilderness together.
Can you paint a picture of one of the individual courses? How long is it? What would it be like? Kind of take us through day one. We just showed up for a Outward Bound course.
Sure. So our courses do range in length, but the standard courses are 14 or 22 days for youth in the summer. And those are the ones I'll talk about right now. And then I'm happy to share about some of the other courses. But let's say, you know, the group of 16 to 18-year-olds show up. They all meet at the Asheville Airport. Some drive in, some fly in, and they meet their instructors for the first time, and they meet their other crewmates for the first time. And then they load up into a van with their gear, and they head out to a trailhead. And at that trailhead, they'll go through exchanging their personal gear that they brought, and they put it in backpacks with the group gear, we call it, which would be their tarps and cooking gear and all they need to successfully navigate in the wilderness. And out they go. And really, the point of just going immediately into the wilderness is to begin that experience, that transition of getting out of what we call your comfort zone and pushing yourself into a bit of a stretch zone. So you're sleeping on the ground, you're sleeping under tarps or under stars, you cook all your meals together, and you expedition. Every day you move from point A to point B. And if it's a 22-day course, for example, you'll do also 3 days of rock climbing, you do 3 days of whitewater canoeing, you do some service work, and that service work may be in the wilderness or it may be in the town, where, you know, close to where they're on their course. But they disconnect, There's no cell phone use when you're out there. And believe it or not, that is something that particularly youth today realize how nice it is to turn off their device.
Oh, it is powerful. Whitney Montgomery, Executive Director of the North Carolina Outward Bound School, the website ncobs.org. You got to come back on. We got to talk more about this another time. Thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys on WBT.